With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Blog Talk Radio.
It won't happen to us because it's happening right now through us. Come on, sing with me.
Om Shanti, Om Shanti, Om.
Promised a college education. This came from Oral Lee Brown, who saved a large portion of her modest income sending 19 kids to college, helping others. Pass it on from the Foundation for a Better Life at values.com.
Hello and welcome to America Meditating. I'm your host, Sister Jenna, and you are tuning in to another special segment of stories that are empowering and inspiring and real. It's a real show. You'll get a whole bunch of little bloopers and blumbers here in the mornings or whenever you're listening on, but it's all a part of life. And I was recording actually an interview perhaps about 3 months ago on a radio show, and unfortunately the radio host in the background was going through quite a lot of stirs in the production room. I was telling her, don't worry, this is real life. You know, we don't have to keep preparing everything perfectly for folks so that folks stress themselves out thinking they're supposed to be perfect in order to be loved and appreciated. So the whole radio show of America Meditating was an inception of love and simplicity. For those of you who've been following us for quite some time, we started America Meditating as a campaign in the nation's capital. It was asking folks in the city, Pulse for Peace at 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. And let's add a little bit more peace and love to the city. And it went into a blog on Huffington Post. It was approached to become a television show. It's become a radio show. There's constant retreats and tours. There's going to be an America Meditating Peace Cruise starting up next year in February. And it continues to unfold. We're really humbled by your loving support, your kindness, and your care. We're going to have an extremely special guest on today, and I wanted to dedicate really the show to her and all the mothers and all the ladies that grapple with cancer as a learning curve and also as an opportunity to show how bright they can shine and how light they are. We will get Susan Wilkins Horan on the line shortly. And before I put her on, I wanted to share with you something I came across in kind of like an old book called Nurturing the Soul by B.K. Mohini. And the theme is service through the mind. Our first thought should be that every soul is benefited and gets connected to his or her original worth. Isn't that nice? Our first thought when you meet every soul should be to get connected to his or her values, worth, original qualities. And when you maintain your stage of self-worth, which is soul consciousness, you will automatically be able to help souls to experience their true nature and their true worth. Until a soul is able to feel its original quality of peace and love, he or she will find it challenging to be able to absorb true serenity within themselves. So there should always be the thought deep within upon meeting anyone or while talking to someone that this person might be able to experience their original qualities of worth and truth if I am able to maintain my own. Isn't that nice? I mean, was that powerful? Because at the end of the day, isn't it about how you feel and what your worth is? And that's what the show's about. You are listening to America Meditating. We have Susan Wilkin Horan today, and she is an author, an attorney, and an advocate for patient rights for the past 20 years. In addition to her knowledge of psychology and the law, she also is a survivor of three different types of cancer over the last decade and a half. And yet, in her own words, she will say, "I'm still here." So she has used her personal experience to guide and counsel others. And what better voice you can turn to than someone who has been there and done that? You know, when my mother went through her cancer and chemo, and we were fortunate to have an assistant to take good care of her. So I wasn't there, you know, bandaging up her cuts and wounds and draining her bags. So there was someone there. But as a result of my physical non-engagement, I somehow always felt like I could give 100% to her if she needed it emotionally, because I wasn't attached. And there was something very powerful in me observing her from that state. There's a second scene that happened. I went into her room. You know, in the Brahma Kumaris community, we have this exchange of love between the eyes, which we call drishti. And I was having one of those long days, and I was fine. I wanted to go into her room and share love anyway, because I knew it's about souls. You know, it's not about the body, but it's about the soul. And so I went into her room and just held her hand and just sharing this connection of love between two souls. And what happened was she overwhelmed or overpowered the love that I thought I was sharing with her. And she was in such a deep soul awareness that when she looked at me, I felt it was like God's love that was looking at me. And I turned out to have been served much more than what I thought I was going to offer to her as a means of health and support. So there are times when I think, and I'm sure when we get Susan on the line, we will hear about perhaps more of the inner strength and the inner resilience of places that they've been, places that we need to turn to more and more to be our true selves. And I'm going to turn to what seems to be perhaps one of the most powerful women in the world. Susan Horan, are you there?
Yes, I am. Good morning, Sister Jenna.
Good morning, Susan. Did you hear my story about my experience with my mom and how she was overcoming her chemo and cancer and the things I felt?
Yes, absolutely. Thank you for sharing that with everyone this morning.
I know, it's such a, you know, I remembered when I heard about her diagnosis and she told me, and, you know, she's on her spiritual path, so the way she received it was, okay, we call God Baba, so she says, okay, Baba, I guess this is in me, so let's get it out. Tell us a little bit about your story, and when you approached that moment in time, what was happening with you? How were you looking at the world?
Yes. Well, you know, life is a challenge. And I always try to tell people that I'm counseling that that is what life is all about. It is a fabulous learning process. And every day we're going to have a challenge. And cancer was one of those challenges. It was for me. And apparently by the year 2020, it will be a challenge for one out of every two people on this planet.
Wow. Wow. Now,
and the important thing about that is so many people say, well, my goodness, you've had three different kinds of cancers. And I say, yes, I have. But that isn't the focus. The focus, the question is not, why did I get three different kinds of cancers? The focus is, how did I manage to survive three different cancers?
How did you?
You know, Sister Jenna, it's a combination of so many different things. And, of course, when we have a serious illness, like cancer, we must take advantage of the traditional Western medicines that have been tried hundreds and hundreds of thousands of times. And, of course, as you mentioned, that includes chemotherapy and radiation and, in so many cases, surgery.
Uh-huh.
But in addition to that, there are so many other things in the world that are useful and helpful.
Yes. Yes. Now, it seems to me that you don't have the victim consciousness. How did you overcome that?
Well, let's see. I think the first time I did have a victim consciousness because I was not prepared, because I was not expecting it, because I didn't know my family history, because I wasn't educated. You know, we live in California and we have earthquakes. We have to be prepared for those earthquakes.
Right.
But we also have to accept the fact that cancer is a fact of life, and we should be prepared for that also. We should understand what our risks are, and then we do everything we can to prevent them. There is no victim consciousness in that. It is being a warrior, it's being prepared, and it's being able to do the right thing when the time comes.
Yeah, that's nice. You know, we had a specialist here, I think it was last week. He spoke on, I think it was Mind Over Matter, but how you could overcome preventative methods of cancer. And if you get a chance to get onto the Meditation Museum website, it'll be on the live stream. And I can imagine how rich and how important that is. As you journey through life now, where are you inside? What have been your greatest life lessons today?
First of all, I think, Sister Jenna, that everyone should understand that knowledge is power, and that everything in this world, on this planet, has value. And especially when we're talking about illness, we've mentioned for cancer the traditional treatments, which are so valuable. But there are so many other things we can do. And you know, one thing that a lot of people don't know about me is that I have been practicing transcendental meditation since I was in my teens. And I know that has a lot to do with my mental outlook and my ability to face a challenge and then find a way to get through it.
Wow, wow. We had David Lynch on the radio a few weeks ago, and he was such a strong supporter of TM.
Yes, he's wonderful, and he's done so much to support transcendental meditation. And, you know, it's not just transcendental meditation. There are many different kinds of meditation and cognitive methods to help make us feel better and relax us. You know, I use an analogy. There is San Francisco, and there is only one San Francisco, but there are many different roads that people can take to get there.
That is so true. That is so true. Now, as we move on, I believe you have a book out, correct?
Yes, I do. Thank you. I have two out, Sister Jenna.
Okay,
I have a volume one, which deals with prevention, and that is the most important thing it guides people through the process of knowing yourself, understanding what your risks are, what we can do to protect ourselves. That's volume one. And then volume two is all about treatment and survival. Because as I've said, there are lots of different treatments, traditional medicine and complementary and alternative medicine. And then there are also many different types of survival, Sister Jenna. We have physical survival, we have spiritual survival, we have financial survival, and that is all discussed in Volume 2.
Fantastic. Susan, it's been wonderful to have a woman of courage like you on the show. Please keep up the good work. I'm glad you're still here.
Well, so am I. Thank you so much for having me on this morning.
Can you let our listeners know how we can find more information about you?
Yes, absolutely. I have a website, which is simply my name. It's swilkingharan.com. They can find out more about me and also find out how to purchase the books if they should like to read them. And for that, they can go to Amazon.com and BarnesandNoble.com.
That's fantastic. Thank you so much, and please stay healthy.
Thank you so much, and have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye. So that was Susan with a lot of courage in all of her little bones and cells in her body. And for all the women who have grappled with this incredible disease of our time, we wish you well and we wish you love from the America Meditating Show. Stay strong.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.